This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official and Israeli media announced a ceasefire across the Gaza Strip border as of 2 a.m. local time on Friday in about 3 hours, bringing a potential halt to the fiercest fighting in decades after 11 days. It comes just one day after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek de-escalation and amid mediation attempts by Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations. Israeli media reported Thursday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the truce on the basis of what one official called quiet in exchange for quiet. Rocket attacks by Hamas and allied Islamic Jihad had resumed after an 8-hour pause on Thursday as Israel continued shelling that it said aimed to destroy the faction's military capabilities and deter them from future confrontation. Hundreds have died since fighting began on May 10th, mostly Palestinians, many of them women and children. Health officials in Gaza say nearly 2,000 people have been wounded by Israeli airstrikes. Earlier Thursday, the Palestinian foreign minister and Israel's UN ambassador both leveled accusations of genocide during a special United Nations debate. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki called it a massacre and accused the whole world of staying silent. Israeli ambassador to the U.S. and UN, Gilad Erdan, compared Hamas to the Nazis, saying they are committed to the genocide of the Jewish people. Find more on the ceasefire at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.